Hey, good morning, everyone. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6, go from verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And all prayer and petition pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. It seems like from the messages that have been coming across and kind of a sensing in our hearts, and especially through some of the leaders, that you know, we're entering into a time of, I should say it's a good time. You know, we're entering into a season, I think, that God has laid out for us. But in preparation for that season and to see the fullness of that happening, right, it's going to be a time of warfare. And even as I was sitting down, you know, this morning and just thinking about it, you know, our poster, you know, where it says the year of reaping, you know, was up there. And, you know, before we reap, there's a lot of hard work that goes in front of it, you know. And for the last, you know, 7 years, I think there has been a lot of hard work that's been put forth, you know. And it seems like this is kind of the last, I'm not going to say the last battle, you know, for this year, but it seems like the enemy has kind of ratcheted up his attacks, you know, to our church body, to the people individually. You know, for me, I think for the last, on the last month or so, my migraines have been coming back like really strong. And I have one right now, actually. But, you know, I came early to church today, earlier than I normally do, just because I think my head was hurting, so I just wanted to get out of the house. And it was really interesting. I came into the sanctuary, I just started reading the scriptures. And immediately as I opened up the Bible, as I started reading, you know, my headache was going away. You know, and I thought, wow, Lord, is this, you know, and I just kept reading, and the more I read, you know, the fainter the headache became. And, you know, I thought that was just kind of a little mini picture, you know, of what God has in store for us. You know, that if we'll stay true to the Word of God and just open ourselves up, you know, to the Holy Spirit in that way, that the things that may be attacking us, you know, will go to the wayside. So I was drawn to Ephesians in chapter 6. And, you know, this is a very, very famous passage on spiritual warfare. Excuse me. You know, and you know, this is really Paul's, you know, the piece de resistance, you know, about, you know, what it means, you know, this battle that we're in. And I think one of the things that we have to recognize from the get-go, from day one, is that when you became a Christian, you got signed up for the battle. You know, the day that you gave your life to Jesus Christ is the day that you signed up to be part of God's army. You know, and it's unfortunate that, you know, a lot of us, we come into this framework, and I think Michael Pierce shared it, you know, a little bit, you know, on Sunday, that, you know, we think that everything is going to be hunky-dory, you know, and all these, you know, everything is going to go smoothly in our lives, but we slowly recognize that that's not the case, that actually doesn't happen that way, you know, and we need to, you know, recognize, not that everything is going to be bad or anything, You know, but we need to recognize that, you know, there is a battle that's raging around us. You know, and when we sign up for Christianity, we sign up to be a part of that battle, you know. And the issue, right, and I don't think Michael really went further on this thought, but the issue there is, you know, life is tough as it is. You know, we understand that. See, but God promises us, one, that He'll always be with us. Right? And so, regardless of what's going on in your life, what battles are raging, no matter how bad it seems or whatnot, we can always be assured that God is with us. You know, and so, you know, in this life. And then we're also assured that no matter what happens in this world, when you switch, that whatever happens in this world, turn up a little bit, you know, that whatever happens in this world, that we can be assured, right, that there is another world, right? It's our eternal life that's secured in Christ. And so in this life, God is with you, always, always with you. You know, and the next life, you'll always be with God. And so, you know, these are two things that continue to propel us and drive us. And then he also says that, you know, if we, you know, if we would abide in Christ, you know, and we live a life in that way, that we will be victorious. You know, Romans 8 makes it very clear that we are more than conquerors, right? We overwhelmingly conquer, you know, these things. And so he's giving us a plan, and, you know, and Paul will talk about this armor of God, you know, and I feel like, you know, for this moment for us as a church, that we need to make sure that our armor is on very well over our lives. He says, be strong in the Lord and the strength of His might, right? Not our strength, right? Not our abilities, not our ability to pray, not our ability to hear from God, not the gifts that God has given to us. It's always going to be His strength. It's going to be His might. It's going to be His power. We only overcome because of Him, not because we're great or have any power in of ourselves. You know, and he says, put on this full armor that we'll be able to stand firm against the schemes of the evil one. And the devil does have schemes and strategies and plans. And he makes it clear our struggle is not what you see with your eyes, right? It's not, you know, what you have here. Our struggle goes way, way beyond that. You know, and it's important for us to really recognize, you know, if you're having a difficulty with somebody, you know, if you're having, you know, I mean, just real warfare over different situations, you know, you recognize that you're not just dealing with a person or an issue, right? There's something else at work, you know, behind all these things. It's not like, in that same way, it doesn't mean that we blame everything on the devil. You know, there has to be some kind of balance that we bring forth, right? And so he says that there's a whole, you know, a malevolent hierarchy that's at work here. And so he says, put on the full armor. It says, gird your loins with truth. You know, loins, you know, I mean, just really very superficially looking at this, right? Your loins being, you know, the place where you reproduce. And you can only reproduce with truth. You know, if as you're ministering to people and as you're, you know, witnessing to people, the primary, you know, arsenal that you bring forth is the truth. You know, that as we present the truth clearly, right, we present the gospel, you know, in a very clear, understandable way, this is what we'll reproduce, you know, in non-believers, even in our own lives. And he says, and put the breastplate of righteousness, right, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then he says, in addition to all, so he's going to the important parts here, taking up the shield of faith with which you'll be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one. The shield of faith, right? And he says, and if you take this shield of faith on, you'll extinguish all, right? Every flaming missile of the evil one, every scheme, every strategy, every plan or tactic or devious act, you know, whatever it may be, it's this shield of faith, you know, that comes over us. And this is how, I mean, it's how incredibly important faith is in the life of the believer. You know, and because this is something, right, that you, you know, I mean, obviously God gives us a measure of this to us, but this is something that we present, you know, when we're in this warfare. You know, and most times, and why this is important, because when the flaming missiles, right, of the enemy are coming our way, I guarantee that faith is not an immediate instinct that we have. You know, most of us, what we'll do is we'll listen to the lies, right? We'll listen to, you know, whatever the enemy throws our way, and then we begin to succumb to that thing, you know, and which for many of us leads to our spiral downwards. But he says when those flaming missiles are coming, right, we put up the shield of faith. In other words, right, that you trust God regardless of how you feel. You trust God regardless of your circumstances. You trust God regardless of whatever else is happening all around you. You put up the shield of faith. You know, this is just our simple, you know, loving trust and faith in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, no matter what else is going on in our life. Now, this is why, you know, this is so important, and Paul makes sure that he says is when you now you got all this stuff, but you got to remember this. You need to have that shield of faith that's put up there. You know, the enemy throws his missiles at us, right? And it's the shield of faith that comes up. It's really our simple trust in God, regardless of what's going on. You know, that as the missiles are coming our way, we just say, you know what? I just choose to trust God. I don't understand it. You know, and by the way, understanding is not a prerequisite, okay? I don't understand it. I don't get the picture. Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but God, I trust in you. You know, Isaiah, you know, he'll talk about, you know, I think it's in Isaiah 26. You know, he says, the steadfast of mind thou will keep in perfect peace those that trust in him. You know, and Isaiah is basically telling us that God is able to, even though we have no clarity, even though our minds are all over the place, he says that the Lord is able to bring our mind into a steadfast place if we will trust him. See, there's this, just an incredible, you know, benefit that comes from every believer when you begin to trust God. You know, things begin to move into orbit when you trust God. You know, you, and it's, you know, I've explained this so many times before. It's like God's got a covering, an umbrella that he places over us. And when we trust him, right, and that's basically like giving whatever that is in our life, it's giving it over to God, that it would come under his favor, under his umbrella. And then God can move and act, you know, on behalf of every single one of us as we give whatever those situations are to the Lord. You know, we so many singles at our church, right? And we really struggle with, God, am I going to be married? And, you know, am I going to find someone to do all these things? And regardless of what circumstances, you say, God, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to, you know, disregard the lies of the devil and the schemes and the tactics and all the things that happen. And I'm going to put that thing under your covering and to say, Lord, I trust you in this. I don't understand it. I don't know when the timing is, but God, I trust you. And when you begin to do that, you put into motion God's activity over that very thing. And now God can begin to move and act and do what he needs to do to bring that very area of your life into fruition. Right? It's the shield of faith. And it's so important, right, that whatever missile comes your way, boom, the shield goes up. It's the, you know, and faith, just simply define as trusting in God. Whatever happens, you know, and the enemy throws all kinds, right? Finances, relationships, you know, our jobs, our futures, you know, our parents, you know, our health. You know, there are so many ways that the enemy attacks us in, you know, all these things. And it's that faith that comes up that says, God, I don't understand, but God, I trust you. I trust you. You know, and we get armed in that way. And then he says, and take the helmet of salvation, you know, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so we have these things going on, and you know, the helmet, if you guys ever ride motorcycles or anything, right? The helmet protects our head, you know, and in essence it protects our mind. You know, and that's you know, a really important aspect for us to understand as Paul is writing this, because it doesn't make us double minded. We know where our future lies. We know the place that we're going. You know, even if the devil kills me, all right, it's a promotion of glory because I know where I'm going. And there's a security in that, and it protects our mind. And then it says, in the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You know, in Greek, what this word is meaning is what we call the word rhema. Right? And rhema, which is be literally translated, would be the spoken Word of God. So what Paul is trying to manifest here, he's trying to tell us, right, there is word that is inside of us, But it becomes the sword of the Spirit when we begin to speak that thing out. Right? And so you see how this picture is happening, right? Here's the shield of faith, our trust in God that comes up. But it doesn't just end there because, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't want to just always be in a defensive position. Right? You know, there's got to be a way that we block and we attack. We block and we attack. And the way that we attack is through the sword of the Spirit. You know, that God puts in us, there's words, right? There's testimonies. There's things that are in our lives that God has done or He's impacted us with. And when these moments come, it's for that sword to come out and begin to just speak God's word, right, in the situation of life. You remember Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 as He's being tempted by the devil. Do you remember what He said every single time? He says, "It is written. It is written." You know, man shall not live by bread alone. You shall not test the Lord your God. And every single time the enemy came his way, this is Jesus embodied what Paul is writing here, right? He took out the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and he began to proclaim and speak out that truth. You know, and what happened to the devil? It says the devil departed, right? To come and seek after him at another opportune time. You know, it's the word. It's important for us to have an arsenal, you know, of scriptures, you know, that God has laid in our hearts, you know, and in those opportune times begin to speak those things out. You know, it's the rhema of God, the spoken word of God, you know, that really cuts the enemy up into pieces. I mean, just like a sword would. And so let's close our eyes today. I don't know what kind of warfare is going on with you. It could be related to family, it could be related to relationships or health or your future, your job. The enemy has been coming and trying to distract you and discourage you and condemn you. And make sure that shield is up and make sure it's big enough to cover you. If you're a married person, make sure that shield is big enough to cover you and your family. Whatever the enemy throws your way, begin to put up that undeniable trust in God. Because you know who you are, and you know where you're going. But the beautiful thing on top of that is you know with whom you're going with. And then take out that sword and chop, chop, chop. That's how we fight the battle of warfare. And so let's spend a moment, whatever is going on in your life right now, whatever is you sense warfare in, begin to lay those issues and just begin to confess your trust in God over those things. And Jesus leads us in a song of worship. Let's continue to go to the Lord and just humble ourselves. And just speak out that trust of no matter what's going on.
Thank you.
No matter what's going on right now, let's go to the rock that is higher than I. And let's lay all our requests. Let's lay all of our burdens. Let's lay all of our troubles at the foot of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I encourage you for the next couple of minutes or so, let's just do that, huh? Let's just lay all those things that are burdening us right now. And as we begin to put those things at the Lord's feet one at a time, let's end each one and just say, God, I just trust you in this. Maybe you're struggling with finances. And say, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but God, I just trust you in this. Let's begin to pray for people in our community that are going through troubling times, either through illness or through different other situations in their lives. Let's ask God to come and intervene and begin to move over us. Let's pray for James's sister as she struggles with cancer. Let's pray for Diego and his tumor. Let's pray for Yuli's dad as he recovers from his they actually still don't know exactly what it is. Let's also lift up our Paulie's uncle. Let's ask God to really come and just move over them, and Armanda's daughter, and that the Holy Spirit would just begin to breathe life into her life, and Hannah's sister. Let's pray for God to move in a powerful way over our community. Let's pray over our church and pray over our leaders, and ask the Lord to really speak to each one of us. And let's pray for our building and our building search. And we're about ready to send the proposal into the government soon. And once we get all those dates down, man, we really have to, I mean, really get on our knees and really seek the Lord and pray. And pray for wisdom, you know, for our staff. And you know, we're praying about starting our third service fairly soon, and just pray that God's will be done in this whole thing. And let's ask the Lord to give us a temporary space to move to, you know, that will accommodate our church, and the Lord will really have His way in this whole issue. And let's pray. Let's pray for our house churches that are meeting tonight. Let's pray for Lan Kwai Fong House Church and Seymour Road and for Star Street. Ask God to just bless them as they lead and as they minister. Let there be such a strong sense of community and love and care for another. And let the Word of God be preached and discussed and be set in our hearts and transform us. Let's pray for these house churches and these leaders tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. Just the privilege of coming this morning and seeking your face, Lord. We ask that you, God, would teach us, God, and for every single one of us, God, no matter what the battle is, Lord, God, that we would just totally depend on you, God. Lord, the battle belongs to you. The victory is the Lord's. And God, and as we subject ourselves to you, God, that's when we'll walk in victory, God. And so continue to teach us, Lord, in all the battles that are going on, Lord, as a church, individually, God, we pray, we claim victory, God, as we seek after you, Lord, as we trust you, as we depend on you. And so help us, Lord, we pray. We thank you, God. Watch over us this day, God. Help us to do all that you've called us to do this day, Father God, giving your Son, Jesus Christ, all the glory to his name. We bless you, God. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today.